Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to feel levels of optimum health, levels of well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you in these Healthy Alternative programs that I do for you. Now, my guest this week I'll be introducing in a few minutes is Dr. Ken Mapes. Ken was a firefighter paramedic, and then he went to University of Cincinnati for medical school, and then he studied internal medicine before specializing in emergency medicine. He's a board-certified emergency medicine doc, but he's also an integrative medicine specialist. He and his wife, Kathy, who's a registered nurse, have been using this in a wellness center that they've created. And he has really looked at bringing together Eastern and Western philosophies to come up with the right solutions for people. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Ken about a whole range of options you have and things you can look at to really assist you in your reaching healthy levels for yourself. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can really have an impact on you. This week, what I want to talk about is stress at work. People are working longer hours today. They're enjoying it less. With all the firings that haven't taken place, they're under stress from just being left on the job. There's a guilt feeling. And the stress is doing things like leading to more gray hairs and bad eating habits. Now, this just gray hairs is a symptom of aging, as a matter of fact. And in experiments conducted in the United Kingdom, published in the journal Nature, it found that chronic stress can produce chemicals that damage our DNA and causing us to look older over time. Again, graying hair is one of those symptoms of that. What the researchers found is there's a molecular mechanism that's going on through which adrenaline wound up destroying what was called the P35 protein, which is also useful in preventing cancer. The docs in this study said that this actually gives an explanation as to how chronic stress may lead to a variety of our illnesses and conditions that we have, all the way up to life-threatening ones like cancer and other malignancies. Another study published by Avaya UK Health, what they noted that because of the increased workloads and longer hours that the employees are not taking adequate breaks. As a matter of fact, a third of the employees in this study said they were unlikely to even take a lunch break. Another 25% would only take a lunch break if they feel their workload allowed it, and 13% just skipped it, meals in the office altogether. So what this means is people aren't eating, but if they do eat, they tend to overeat at work when they're under stress. And so what we're having happen today is more people under stress, more people obese, more illnesses happening, and a lot of it can be attributed to what's going on at work, that we're not getting the kinds of support we need and the necessary foods that will be healthy for us being available for us. So you need to pay attention to that for yourself, and even if you have to bring in your own food. But make sure you start taking breaks. If you want to take quickie meditation breaks as a way of getting a very deep level of relaxation very quickly, that's actually a way that you can make sure you're getting some rest at work. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do publish a monthly e-newsletter that you can locate on my website at teplitz.com. You'll see the Home About button. You get a drop-down menu, and you can sign up for it there. I also have a section on the webpage that's Jerry Recommends. At the top navigation, you'll see that there. And those are people, organizations, as I come across them, that I recommend to you as being valuable for you to take a look at. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's new discoveries, it's the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk to you today about is vitamin D, and especially using vitamin D3. Vitamin D has a protective effect against arterial stiffness and impaired blood vessel relaxation. Even if you're generally considered healthy, if you're deficient in vitamin D, your arteries are likely to be stiffer than they should be, and your blood pressure may run higher than it's recommended, and it's due to your blood vessels not being able to relax. And this is research that came out of Emory, Georgia Tech Predictive Health Institute. What they found is that vitamin D can actually be protective against these kinds of things, and over a six-month period where the people's vitamin D levels were normalized, their vascular health improved, and the blood pressure declined. Vitamin D can also be protective against the development of early age-related macular degeneration, which is a leading cause of vision loss in adults. Now, one of the problems in this country is people are deficient in vitamin D. In the United States, late winter, now this winter we're having mild winter, but even then, are you getting out into sunlight? Probably not. The average vitamin D level in late winter was only between 15 and 18, and the measurement is NG, letter NG per milliliter. And that is actually considered a very serious deficiency. It's estimated that 85% of the American public is deficient, and that 95% of senior citizens are deficient. With African Americans, it's compared to Caucasians, they also have an even higher level of vitamin D deficiency. How important can it be to take vitamin D? Well, one research study found that women taking vitamin D supplements, and you want to get your level to above 50 NGs to between 70 NGs. So when you're talking about being at 15 to 18, you're talking about a big difference. What they found is when they got to the levels they needed to be at, they had a lower risk of death from heart disease. They lowered it by a third. They also found that people at the lowest average vitamin D levels had a 124% greater risk of dying from all causes, and a 378% greater risk of dying from a heart problem. How can you get enough vitamin D? Well, if you can't get out into sunshine, and as I'm saying, in the winter time, northern latitudes, that's hard to do, even in this mild winter we're having. What you need to look at doing is taking a vitamin D3 supplement. You want to get a blood test done, Because, as an example, when I had my blood test done a number of years ago, I was at about 14 NGs. I was way deficient. And I started taking one supplement. Turned out it didn't really work well. I took another supplement. It started boosting my levels. And I had to keep adjusting until I got to the level, for me, of taking about 7,500 NGs a day. And that got me to the level that I needed to be. So you need to get blood tests done periodically to make sure you're at the right level. Before I bring on my guest, Dr. Ken Mapes, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Dr. Ken Mapes. Ken was a firefighter and paramedic. He then went on to the University of Cincinnati for medical school, and he later studied internal medicine and then specialized in emergency medicine. And he's a board certified in emergency medicine. He also, though, is an integrative medicine specialist. He and his wife, Kathy, and she's a registered nurse, created an integrative medicine wellness center called the Healing Oasis. It's just outside of Toledo, Ohio. They bring together Eastern and Western philosophies, looking to help people find the right solution to their difficulties. And Ken has a gift of helping and feeling a patient's pain and then being able to energetically help them with alternative therapies like Reiki, being a Reiki master and an energy healer. He also teaches meditation and uses that with his patients, hypnotherapy and guided imagery. And not only does Ken nurture and help his patients, but he also nurtures the environment. He designs and builds green energy projects as both an architect and as a builder, and he uses feng shui to help him in that process. And he's been an assistant professor at the University of Toledo in emergency medicine. So, Ken, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I really am excited to be on your show.
So we use the term integrative medicine, and first of all, how do you define integrative medicine for somebody who comes at it from a doc standpoint?
Well, we aren't introduced to integrative medicine at all in our Western training system. That term isn't mentioned and acknowledged. And I tell people that integrative medicine is like looking at your life as links in a chain, and you're only as strong as your weakest link, and those links being health, wealth, and relationships. And if you look at your life, it can only be as strong as the weakest link. And so the goal is to strengthen the weakest link and then harmoniously and synchronously strengthen all three links so that they're balanced. I was frustrated with the limitations of Western medicine in treating the whole person, and we didn't have any introduction to that in medical school when I trained at the University of Cincinnati. I used the analogy that when I graduated from medical school and residency, it was as if I had a hammer, a screwdriver, a pair of pliers to fix everybody.
On the farm, bang away, fella.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. hammer mechanic.
Right. So what was the first thing that started to lead you on to the notion of integrative approach?
Well, when I try to fix somebody, I would be frustrated with the fact that I only had a limited number of tools to work on them, and it was like I had a hammer, a screwdriver, a pair of pliers, and I knew that there were more tools. You know, we're growing up on the farm, to change the tire, you need a jack, you need air compressors, impact wrenches, sockets, and you can take a tire off very easily if you've got the right tools, you know, within minutes. But you can't do that if you just have a few tools and the wrong tools. So the goal with integrative medicine is to find the right tool to help people strengthen their life links of health, wealth, and relationships, and empower their lives. And these things, that these healings can happen, you know, momentarily. You know, Western medicine doesn't address that. I was frustrated when I'd have a heart attack patient come in. For instance, in a number of years ago, there was a gentleman that read a bad editorial about himself in the Sunday paper. He was a mayor of a small town. 3 hours later, he has crushing chest pain. He's having a massive MI. I knew that the stress.
So hold on. Translate what MI is.
Oh, it's a myocardial infarction. It's a heart attack.
Okay, just getting it clear.
Sorry about that. And so I knew that the source of his problem was handling the stress of his position as the mayor and the perception of negativity. And so he comes in, you know, I use my Western medical, you know, tools. You know, we do the EKG, we give him clot busters and beta blockers and aspirin, and we call the helicopter and we send him the cath lab. But I knew that the source of the problem was not going to be addressed. And that was to work on his emotional well-being and how he copes with stress. And so it was very frustrating for me to take care of patients knowing that they weren't going to have all their life links addressed. And, you know, I can write a prescription to somebody. Last night, a guy came in and got bit by a dog. You know, I'm going to write him a prescription for $80 prescription for our Augmentin, and he can't afford it. And so, what do we do in our society to help strengthen people's life links and to address his financial state?
Let's go back a little earlier, because there needed to be something, because since you did the traditional, you know, MD route and all the extra education and certification, what was the trigger event that said, wait a minute, there's got to be another way to look at this and approach this?
The trigger event, probably, there were many straws that kept accumulating. One of the first things that I learned, and this was when I was a child, was my mom had colitis. She was diagnosed in 1975 with colitis, and she had all these tests and was given all these medications, and she still was in a lot of pain, still having all the GI symptoms that go along with colitis, bloating and the cramping and diarrhea. And she then read in Prevention Magazine about aloe vera juice. And she started taking that, and her colitis was healed, resolved. And so when I went to medical school, do you think I heard anything about aloe vera juice?
You waited all those many years to hear somebody say, and take aloe vera, and you didn't hear it.
No, that's right.
Silence was golden.
It was frustrating. You know, you think you're going to medical school, you're going to learn all the tools. You're going to become this wise, all-knowing physician. You know, who can feel somebody's energy and be taught how to know what the right tool for the patient is instantly. And it's not that way in Western medicine. And that's why I was then drawn towards herbology and Eastern medicine and Chinese medicine. And, you know, it's all about my goal was to try to heal the patient. And we have to use all the tools to be able to do that.
Great. Now, so let's give our listeners an example of one of the integrative tools that you like to use with folks.
Well, probably one of the most important integrative tools that we all should use is meditation. And it's probably one of the most important things we can do because it's a way to connect to the universe, and the right set of circumstances will then present themselves so that we can have the right teachers, the right tools come into our life and get quiet and begin to heal. I feel that one of the best meditations that people can learn is Japa, which is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita from 400 BC. And it helps.
And for listeners who might not be aware, the Bhagavad Gita it's Hindu, isn't it? Originally a Hindu text?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
And one of my teachers, Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's an amazing author and person, he was introduced to Japa back in the 1990s. And he wrote a book called Getting in the Gap. And then he put out a CD called Meditations for Manifesting. And it's a great way to learn how to meditate and get quiet. You can manifest amazing and miraculous things by harmonizing with the universe. We all have the ability to heal ourselves if we're given the right energy. And that's what the tools are about, is finding the right tool that has the right energy to resonate within the person so that they can heal.
Yeah, I agree with you about meditation, because I've been, with all the things that I do from myself personally, from a alternative holistic standpoint, meditation, if I had to just pick one of the things, it would be meditation to keep, if I had to eliminate everything else. And I've been now meditating for about, this is now 41 years, and the research out there is got about now 600, 700 studies that have been validating various ways and aspects that you can use meditation in your life. So, yeah, I agree completely with you as kind of a founding tool for what you're talking about, Ken. That's perfect.
It's probably the first thing when people come to me at the Healing Oasis. It's the first thing I work on teaching them, and as I'm doing the healing work on them, I teach them how to meditate, because I want to empower them, after they leave the center, so that they have a tool that they can use anytime, any place, and it's so very, very powerful.
So before we continue, and we're going to be exploring more tools that Dr. Ken Mapes uses, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with Dr. Ken Mapes in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of Shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So my guest today is Dr. Ken Mapes. He is an integrative medicine specialist, but he's also a board certified in emergency medicine as an MD. Ken has been really exploring, looking at how you can heal yourself, not just from a traditional medical standpoint, but using integrative medicine. And he and his wife have set up the Healing Oasis near Toledo, Ohio, in Clayton City Center, Ohio, where he looks at helping people balance their health, their wealth, their relationships. And so, Ken, we were talking about meditation as one of the tools that you recommend to folks. What are some of the others?
Well, we mentioned a little bit about aloe vera juice and how it can help with GI disorders. That's a very inexpensive, easily obtained tool. You can get it at Walmart in the stomach aisle. It's only $4.70. Last night I had four patients in a row that came into the ER with abdominal pain. They all had viral gastroenteritis. The problem, you know, they had right lower quadrant abdominal pain. And so you push on McBurney's point, which is in between the belly button and the right hip bone. And when there's tenderness there, you have to be concerned about appendicitis. Again, it goes back to using all the tools, you know, and we did lab work and CAT scans to make sure that they didn't have appendicitis. And it turned out they had inflamed lymph nodes from a viral syndrome. Now, they probably, if they knew about aloe vera juice, they probably wouldn't have been there, because aloe vera has such an amazing curative and healing property when it comes to GI disorders. It's cheap. And they probably wouldn't have racked up the $5,000 bill in the ER and needed a CAT scan and had that exposure to radiation if they'd known about aloe vera juice. But
the aloe vera juice will even work on a virus?
Absolutely.
Cool.
It's amazing and how well it works. And, you know, there's study after study showing its effectiveness with irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. I've never needed any nausea medicine in my entire life because of aloe vera juice. And I grew up having to drink the raw gel, but now there's a very tasty flavored aloe vera juice at Walmart, and it's $4.70. And you know, you've done energy testing. You know, that's how I was introduced to you, Jerry. And you know, when you do the energy muscle testing and on aloe, you find that it calibrates, you know, very, very highly. And it's about giving you that energy, the needed energy to heal, as we talked about before the break.
In a way, since aloe for eons has been used to heal burns externally, putting it on, it kind of makes sense that in some respects your system is burning up internally when you have an infection too. So
right.
It makes perfect sense to heal that way as well. So what other tools, is there another tool that you really like that you're using in your practice?
Yes, you know, one of the things that Kathy and I have begun to do is do lectures on obesity, since that's becoming such an epidemic in schools and even in the general population. And it's linked to so many of the top killers of cardiovascular disease. And we discovered a company called Evolve, that's E-V-O-L-V, that's created a system of products and an 84-day challenge to help people get healthier. And they've created a meal replacement program without any extreme concepts or no fad diet style. That's no more expensive than the groceries that, you know, we buy. And it's a way of power packing the nutrients and decreasing the calories and also suppressing the appetite. And they've got a program to help you burn and lose weight, to maintain, which is very important, because most people that lose the weight, then they gain it back. And this company has a system in place with coaching and exercise, all the integrative and most important tools to maintain good physical health and weight. And we're really excited about this company and what they're doing. They're always working towards constant, never-ending improvement. And it's a very exciting company to be working with.
Can you give us an example of one of your patients that you've worked with and how it helped them?
Yeah, a gentleman I know has he owns his own electric company. He is very, very busy. He has four businesses that he's running all together, and he doesn't exercise, but he knows exercise is important, but he doesn't have time. He doesn't feel like he has time to exercise. So he started on this, and he was about 50 pounds overweight. He started out at about 240, and he's a pretty big guy, and 190 would be a great weight, an ideal weight for him. So he started just taking the Evolve shake in the morning and then drinking one of the thin drinks. They have there's also a limitless pill that helps chelate toxins and decrease inflammation and give energy. He started taking that as well. And within 3 weeks, he lost 27 pounds. And he said, I didn't feel like I was starving myself. I didn't do anything extreme. I just did the program. I felt like I was eating, but I wasn't that hungry. And the weight just came off. And after he lost the 27 pounds initially, then he had the energy and he felt motivated to exercise. And now he started to exercise and he continues to lose weight. He's a huge promoter of Evolve as a result of this. Because he's told people about it, Evolve has a program called 1-2-3. And so if you tell three people about it, then his product becomes free. And then they also have a franchise available, and he has gotten so excited about it, he bought into the franchise, and he's telling other people about it, and they have a very lucrative type of rewards or compensation program when you promote the product. And what we like about this tool is that it's not only strengthening your health link, but then also he's feeling happier, he's more confident, and he's making money. And so it's helping strengthen his financial link.
Now, how does this program, the Evolve program, compare? Because there are other weight loss programs. I've interviewed some folks about them, even on the show. How does it compare to other weight loss programs?
I'm not sure which ones you looked at. There are many different ways of getting healthier physically. But I've looked at a lot of the different diets out there. And most of them have a way of losing the weight that you have to take some kind of substance. They don't work on the overall approach of losing it and then maintaining it, creating a change of mindset. So Weight Watchers is a good program, without a doubt. It works. They don't promote exercise quite as much as I'd like to see them do. But again, some of these programs are rather expensive to get into. And that's another reason that I liked Evolve. The protein shake's only $3 a day, so it's not expensive.
But you can't buy it at Walmart.
Correct. That's right. That's right. Their marketing style is through word of mouth, which is another thing that I like. They're not going to spend a lot of money on expensive TV commercials and promotions like that.
Do they have any other products that you like that you've been using or recommending?
Well, one of the things that I've seen with them, and this is one of the foundations of the company, was their fortified water. They started there were two veterinarians and a biochemist that were working together, and they came up with a fortified water that in vitro showed that it stopped the growth of cancer cells. And so when one of those founders then developed bone cancer, he then started taking this, and bone cancer that he should have died from within a very short time, because the bone cancers are very, very aggressive. He ended up living another 8 years. So this water seems to also increase the oxygen delivery for emphysema patients. And so that's a great product. Probably one of the more exciting products, though, that I see that they have is called Limitless. I mentioned that as part of the weight loss program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pill that you take 20 minutes before you eat with 8 ounces of water in the morning at night. And so many people suffer with inflammation, joint pain, fatigue, that this pill, which is the highest concentration of betalains in the world, has been shown in numerous randomized, double-blinded, true scientific studies to be very effective in helping people feel more energized and to not have as much pain. And, every day I tell people to take 4 Advil every 8 hours for their joint pain. And I know that if they take that for a long-term, basis, they're going to have problems with gastritis. They can't do that. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories have a lot of side effects. And what I like about Limitless is that it doesn't have that side effect profile. It can be taken every day. And as we talked about, it chelates toxins out of the body, which decreases the inflammation. You're going to the source of the problem. And it comes from a beetroot. And so it's a natural product. It doesn't have the side effect profile that the non-steroidals do. And so it's really, really exciting to be able to give people another tool to help them with their chronic pain. Because right now, this country is suffering an epidemic of people that are addicted to narcotics.
And so for listeners who want to learn more about what Dr. Ken Mapes is talking about in this the Evolve product, you can go to his website at the Healing Oasis, and Oasis is OASIS. .myevolve, and evolve is evolve.com. That's the Healing Oasis .myevolve.com. Ken, thanks for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
I really enjoyed our time together. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
My guest next week is going to be Dr. Julie Chen. She's an MD, an integrative medicine physician. She's board certified in internal medicine. She's also fellowship trained and board certified in integrative medicine. She has her own medical practice in San Jose, California. And she's a medical director of corporate wellness at several Silicon Valley-based corporations. She's on a number of medical expert panels. She's a columnist for several national magazines. She's been on radio, TV, newspapers. And she uses a range of healing modalities. We're going to be talking about some of them, including Chinese scalp acupuncture and strain-counter-strain osteopathic manipulation. We're going to talk to Dr. Julie about this and things you can use to increase your health and well-being. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.